Hi, I'm Katie Marquette, and you're listening to the Noir and Bizarre.
You know how to whistle, don't you, Steve? You know how to whistle, don't you, Steve?
They're demons. They're demons.
Experience the excitement, the danger.
But it would be slightly more difficult to pull off now, though, don't you think?
What you're hearing are fast radio bursts. The first FRBs were detected in 2001. These particular sounds are recordings from a dwarf galaxy 3 billion light years away. This audio is slowed down significantly so we can actually hear it. In reality, the bursts are only a few milliseconds long. On January 9, 2019, the BBC reported that more mysterious radio signals from deep space had been detected. They were especially interested to find that there was a particular signal that kept repeating. They aren't sure what causes these FRBs. Perhaps a strong magnetic field spinning rapidly, perhaps two neutron stars merging together, or maybe an alien spaceship. On New Year's Eve, I didn't go to a big party. I'll be honest with you, I didn't even stay up until midnight. What we did do, and what we have done for the past few years, is watch Star Wars, specifically Episode 4, A New Hope. I don't know what it is about New Year's that inspires us to turn on Star Wars. I always found the idea of a new hope for a new year sort of poetic, but there's also something about space and the possibilities of the future that seem right for this time of year. When I came back to work after the holidays, I learned what I had thought was a personal tradition of ours was actually pretty common. Many of my coworkers told me they had watched Star Wars on New Year's, and that they knew plenty of people who made a tradition out of it. So here we are in 2019, well into the 21st century. We aren't flying around with jetpacks, and we don't have a colony on Mars. But we're still dreaming about space. In fact, space is more mysterious than ever before. The more we learn, the less we know, it seems. I mean, how can you measure infinity? What do you feel when you look up at the stars at night? Sometimes I feel comforted or inspired. Sometimes I feel petrified. For many people, the allure of space is the allure of the unknown. And not just what planets might be out there, what galaxies and universes, but what sort of creatures? I mean, odds are we're not the only living thing in all the cosmos, right? Sixty years ago, on the night of October 26, 1958, around midnight, two men, Alvin Cohen and Philip Small, were driving by Lochraven Reservoir in Towson when they saw a huge egg-shaped object appear above a bridge. As they got closer, their car stopped dead. They watched the object hover for a while, and then there was a flash of light, some strange noise, and a burst of heat. It then rose into the sky and disappeared. They were terrified. They reported the sighting and the Air Force investigated, but their findings were inconclusive. The mystery remained unsolved. You can read the full story in a Baltimore Sun article from October 2018. I'll put a link online. But suffice it to say, the story of the mysterious flying object was basically lost to history, until recently.
This is Quan. I am known as Quan the Invader on Saturn. Quan the Conqueror on Mars. Quan the Terrible on Venus. And simply as the Quanski in my own home planet. I am coming to colonize your planet. Earthlings, kneel before Quan! Now, you may be asking me, why have you decided to go to Norwood to start your colonization process? Simply, Norwood is cooler, Earthlings, it's cooler!
This particular message from outer space comes courtesy of Knollwood, a residential community in Towson, Maryland, an area that has recently rediscovered the story of the UFO sighting in Loch Raven. And that audio was from a video series created by Knollwood Community Association President David Riley. You can find the whole story of Klon and the Loch Raven alien invasion on YouTube.
Yeah, my name's Dave Riley. I'm the president of the Knollwood Association in Southeast Towson. You know what? I believe in a good story. I believe in something that makes, I believe in a good story. I believe in something that ties a community together, whether it's mythology or lore or just a great fun story. I mean, the one thing I've mentioned this to a few other people, the potential of this is great. I would love to be able to get some energy around an alien festival in downtown Towson the weekend before Halloween every year, and you know, have some bands, have the restaurants get involved. I mean, I think it would be a great thing for a college town to do. It would really appeal to this much younger demographic that it's really changing Towson overnight. Also, having always been a fan of Orson Welles' The War of the Worlds, which I think is just an incredible story that never gets told. So I said, well, okay, how do we combine, you know, this you know, lost UFO incident with a recreation, you know, like a tribute of Orson Welles' War of the Worlds. So in the age where you can create videos and everything overnight, the neighborhood just got together and we created this scenario where the aliens invaded from Loch Raven Reservoir and flooded the neighborhood on Halloween. And again, it's worked out. It's worked out kind of well. It's brought the neighborhood together. I have a lot of creative people here, so everybody played a little part in it. And I don't know. It's been nice. It's brought the neighborhood together. It's kind of inspired our next film. We might run something totally different next year. Maybe go with a killer clown incident or something like that.
It's getting scarier by the minute.
Yeah, well, we like to bring a few laughs and a little bit of creativity to Towson. It's become much younger. It's a college town, and I guess I always wanted to, like, let's make this a fun college town. Let's start getting the community integrated into the energies that the college brings, and start doing something now. Like I said, hopefully the next time we do something, and hopefully next year, we'd like to incorporate maybe some students into this project, right?
So we're sitting in your living room right now, and right here on your coffee table, there appears to be a dead alien.
Yeah.
Can you just sort of describe the scene? So we're in an audio medium.
We have a couple movie props. I mean, the first one is I guess referred to as the... it's the Roswell alien. It's got the alien autopsy one, and it's a pretty common foam rubber cast. You can pick it up on the internet, and so we got that one just for this. And the second one, the other one back there, the standing one it was a nice one we got out of L.A. in a movie house called Dapper Cadaver, which is a movie production house right outside of L.A. And they had a few of these at the time, so I said, yeah, I'll buy one, sure. So that's the neighborhood's pride and joy, and it's you've seen that one in a few of our YouTube videos, right?
Yeah, he's the actor.
That's really nice, you know. So
can you describe like they kind of have that classic alien look?
Yeah, it's that classic that you've seen everything. It's an E.T., Close Encounters of the Third Kind, where and that's a balding head, two big bug eyes. They seem to always fall into the same type of thing, right? But it's a movie prop. I know that we were able to pick up when I was out in LA a few years ago. So it's great. It doesn't stay in my living room all the time. I'm just doing this for the interview. So
not every day. It's not here.
It's not every day.
Okay. So when you sort of rediscovered this story and you wanted to make these videos and kind of start bringing the community together, how did you sort of pitch this idea? And were people ready to just hop on board to do alien videos?
It's pretty good. I mean, you know, a few people who, share our love of movies and stuff like that, because we have an outdoor, outdoor movie festival throughout the summer, right? We show outdoor movies. You talk to people and they kind of, you know, they'd be into it. So I was able to find four or five people that, you know, we're able to have good sports on this thing, which is nice. And after a few people do it, then I think the next time we'll do this, we'll have even a few more people who can see what's fun it is. And that brings the community together. It's nice. And no one actually does have a lot of creative people in it. for whatever reason. It's just, you know, we have ballet choreographer here, and yoga instructors, artists. We actually have a recording studio in one of the basements about three streets over that I've signed and has recorded a couple of the local punk rock bands, which I think is, I like that they're here. It's kind of surprising for Towson that we have a recording studio recording some punk or local punk bands, and it's not what the house is usually known for, but it's good.
Yeah, I really liked the video. It was like a fake newscast, but you were interviewing the one, it was the yoga instructor.
Yeah, yeah.
And she was like, you know, it was like, what do you advise like to for the aliens? And she's like, well, I'd really advise this sort of green smoothie, but like if they're already green, I don't know if that's a good idea. It's great.
Yeah, again, she's a great neighbor, and she was allowed almost to play off of, you know, like a kind of like fun of her own image. I mean, she's a great yoga instructor, but I think she was Sundance Moonbeam or something like that was her name on there. So she was a good sport about it. And you had mentioned, you know, the fake news broadcast. I mean, all those graphics were just put on by my neighbor behind me. He lives on his own time because he's an audiovisual person with the school system. So he just dropped it right on, which was nice, you know. I mean, it's something I couldn't have done.
Yeah.
But it you know, made a nice little professional touch to it.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, I love this story that, like, sort of something weird like aliens is sort of the catalyst bringing together all these people in the community. What do you think it is, like, specifically about it? I mean, this happens in other communities with ghost stories, with all kinds of things. Something weird like that, why does that bring people together?
Oh, God. I think the thing that ultimately brings people together is probably threat. You know, people band together when they think there's something to be frightened of, wherever that is. And I think this is, you know, it's kind of a fun thing because it's not necessarily real. But yeah, aliens, ghosts, and stuff like that, you bring everybody together because there's some, you know, shared fear of it. I mean, so, but everybody's, you know, wrapped around this. And, you know, we're going to try to, again, we're going to try to build on it. And a threat is great when it's not real, right? I don't know how much cooperation we get if we were actually really under alien attack. Probably much more chaotic here.
Yeah. Do you feel more prepared now in case a UFO does land? Are you guys ready? Do you know what to do?
No, not at all. I just imagine traffic would be much worse in Towson than what it normally is. It's probably all we can basically count on, right?
That is a nightmare.
The commute would be worse.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
I love what is happening in Knollwood. It combines everything that is great about our local Baltimore area communities. A sense of wonder, adventure, and a willingness to bond over the weird and unexpected. A UFO story has created a chance for a whole neighborhood to get together and do something creative. And maybe we'll all be dancing at next year's Knollwood Alien Invasion Festival. I hope so. I wanted to see the spot where this UFO sighting happened, so I drove over to Loch Raven Reservoir with my coworker Heidi Shepherd. We hiked down to the water, both of us realizing we had not worn the right shoes for the occasion.
Why don't you describe the shoes you're wearing?
They are throwback 50s modern mod shoes. They're yellow, plasticky, with two big straps in the front and one kitten heel in the back, or kitten heels in the back and then a strap. There's a lot of straps, not a lot of support.
And it's really muddy, so kudos to you. It was worth it though. It's really gorgeous.
This was back in November and the leaves were changing. It was beautiful and quiet. I looked over at the bridge, trying to imagine what it would have been like to see a hovering object above it in the dead of night. Maybe we'll never know what happened here. And honestly, I sort of like it that way. We're so obsessed with finding answers these days. I think it's time we focus a bit more on asking questions.
Let's see what's out there. Engage.
The Noir and Bizarre is an original WYPR production, hosted and produced by me, Katie Marquette. Until next time, thanks for listening.